3 million years, Audio Boo, issue 5. It's been a busy couple of weeks for me over at 3 million years. I've been trying to just keep everything up to date with the latest releases of digital comics on the Graphically, Comixology, PSP, and Comics Plus by iVerse apps. The biggest news recently is the release of the Doctor Who app from IDW and powered by the iVerse engine, who do the Comics Plus, IDW and Archie apps for the iPhone. This has been a long time in the making. The BBC hold the rights, obviously, for Doctor Who, and the Doctor Who comics by IDW could only be released in the US and not in the UK. So for me, over in the UK, being able to read the latest Doctor Who comics, as well as a lot of the older ones, is really good news, and I've been keeping up with that. It's a very good app. You've got the first 3 issues of the current series with the latest Doctor, Matt Smith, which is also very good. And a lot of the classic stuff, some albums. There's about 3 or 4 free comics that you can download with the app to give it a try as well, which is good. And my daughter's been enjoying it. Obviously, the timing is also very well done because the new series of Doctor Who starts in about 2 weeks' time, which we are all looking forward to, which is very good news. Also coming up on the site will be some news and reviews on the Kapow Comic Con, which is happening on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going up on Saturday, so if you want to give me a shout, I'll be around then, wandering around with a couple of my kids, so should be good fun. Don't know how much we're going to get out of it digitally, but maybe I'll get a chance to speak to some writers and creators to get their opinions on it, and hopefully if they let me, I'll get some recordings in and we can publish them on Audio Boo and the podcast as well, which is excellent news. Quite looking forward to it. It's something different. I have been to the MCM Expo as well. They are very big. The Kapow one's supposed to be a bit smaller, but it seems a bit more talent heavy as far as comics are concerned. We've got people like Mark Miller, obviously, Jonathan Ross, John Romita Jr., and the like of that. So that should be very interesting. As far as new comics are concerned, I posted a review up of the latest Abyss Family Issues, issue 2, on the site this morning. It's a good comic. I enjoyed the first series, and it was the first mini-series. It was actually one of the first mini-series I'd bought as a digital comics reader. So Red 5 are looking to do a lot more day and date products for their comics. They do some good stuff. They do Atomic Robo, and they also did the Box 13 trade paperback, which obviously got them on my good side because it's very hard work getting hold of that in the UK. Red 5 also do things like Bonnie Lass and obviously the Abyss series as well, which it's well worth a read. I quite enjoyed it. And there were some good in-jokes at certain Marvel Comics characters, which were quite enjoyable. There didn't seem to be that much news coming out of WonderCon last week as far as digital comics were concerned. Obviously, we've got the beginning of the Fear Itself event coming from Marvel, and Flashpoint will be starting soon with DC. So we'll see what sort of release schedules they come out with those in the next couple of days. Later on today, I'll be posting the latest news for latest releases from Graphically. Graphically, of course, release their comics on a daily basis, so the releases I show will be the ones that have been released over the last week. Comixology, DC, Marvel usually release theirs on a Wednesday night, so as soon as I get those through, I'll be posting those online. And the same goes for Comics Plus, who do theirs a slightly different method. They post theirs through Facebook, which is slightly different, as I say. Any other news that leading up into the week, obviously keep in touch with 3millionyears.co.uk. If you want to contact me about any comics or anything else along the line that you have produced, you can get hold of me through the website. Thank you.